24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
Hello. This is Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ, and I ask that you please support this ministry by making a donation of any amount today. You can give by way of the Cash App, and our cash tag is $THCOGIC, and that's $THCOGIC. You can also go online to our website, that's trueholinesscogic.org. That's trueholinesscogic.org. Click on the give icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you can use our online form, or you can choose PayPal to make your donation. And remember, a gift of any amount will help us to continue to spread the gospel. And may God richly bless you for your generous gift today. And we at True Holiness thank you for your support of the ongoing work of this ministry. And now for today's message. Praise the Lord. Once again, I just thank God for each and every one of you that have joined us this morning for today's service. And right now, I'm just going to teach this morning on just something just to hopefully encourage those of us who are saved and to encourage those who don't know the Lord to get to know the Lord. I'm going to ask that you get your Bibles. And for those of us who have been around and in the church for some time, we may be familiar with this passage of Scripture. And today I want us to turn to Philippians chapter 4, beginning at verse 6. I give you a chance to get your Bibles, to turn to Philippians chapter 4. And then I'm going to ask if you would just please stand to your feet. Praise the Lord. If you have it, I'm going to read for you. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 through 8. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. You may be seated. In the midst of everything that has been going on with this virus, and listening to and watching people and watch how they act and how they react with everything that's going on, beginning of last week, the Lord placed one word on my heart, just one word in my spirit, and that word was anxiety. Anxiety. And I want to talk to two audiences today. I want to talk to the saints of God about being anxious. And then I want to talk to those who don't know the Lord and
They are wondering why they feel so anxious and how can I get over being anxious? How can I get over all of this anxiety in the midst of every circumstance in my life, every challenge in my life? When we look at this word anxiety from the natural perspective, it's a feeling of worry, nervousness, unease. People don't know what to go. It's unknown. There's this fear about something with an uncertain outcome. And in the midst of this coronavirus, people are just wondering what's going to go on and how is this going to happen? What's going to happen? What's going to happen tomorrow? Because things are changing daily. Things are changing minute by minute, hour by hour. But what I want you to understand today, saints of God, that we need to hold to God's unchanging hand. In the midst of everything that's going on that may be happening or may be changing, we need to hold on to God's unchanging hand. You see, for the saints of God, during this period of time, periods of crisis, the scripture should become more real and more relevant to you because now you have an opportunity to put the word of God in action. We have a chance to show our God faithful, true, mighty, and strong. And even at this time of what we would call separation, the saints have an opportunity now to draw nearer and closer to God, to build a stronger relationship with Him. If we look at this thing from a Christian point of view, it's an opportunity for the saints to draw closer to God. This is also an opportunity in this time of crisis for sinners to realize that they need God. And by the way we live and by our lifestyles, they should say, how can this person go through this with ease? And I'm anxious and I'm worried. It's an opportunity for us to say to the sinners, you need God and you need to get saved. This time of crisis is also a time for the church to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ with boldness because we have the cure for anxiety. We need to speak God's truth with boldness because we have the anointing of God and the power to change situations. So today, looking at anxiety, I want you to understand that in order to cure anxiety, you need to trust in the Father's care. And also, you need to understand that we need to seek first the kingdom of God. Because from the standpoint of us being saved, we shouldn't worry because we have salvation, meaning that we are positionally holy inside of the Lord. From a positional standpoint, because we were set free from every sin by the blood of Jesus Christ. So as saints of God, we must realize that we have salvation. But these opportunities and these periods of time allow us to move into sanctification. That is a process of becoming holy and a process of becoming separated and sanctified. But I want to break it down like this before I get to the passage of scripture over in Philippians and also in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. This period of testing allows us to become more mature as Christians. More mature where we move from, as the word says, from milk to meat. And it's in opportunities of crisis like this we are able to do that. It's an opportunity for us as saints to grow and to grow up. And the reason I say this, because saints, we should not be anxious. But the reason the saints of God are anxious is found over in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I want to look at this text before I move to the next text. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1 reads, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ." You see, this is a time for us to be able to speak a word boldly and strong. But see, a lot of us have been in the church a long time, but we really have not matured. And so Paul here is saying, I need to really talk to you about some deep stuff, but I can't do it because you are so caught up with the external pressures of this world. So much so to the fact that you haven't even spent any time in the Word of God to grow. We have saints right now who are babes and acting like the world because they out buying more toilet paper than anybody else. Because they have not grown to full maturity to understand that our hope is in Jesus Christ, not in man and not in politics. So Paul, he's saying, I won't really talk to you. He says, "I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able." He was talking to him. He says, even right now in the midst of this, some of our saints of God cannot understand and comprehend the magnitude and the power of Scripture right now because they are still controlled by the flesh and are not fully controlled by the Holy Spirit of the living God. Paul here says that they are babes. They are infants. It's showing immaturity. Immaturity. By acting and reacting in such a way that God is not going to take care of you or not going to provide for your needs. Why do they do it? Because they have not grown in Christ. He's saying that in this scripture, he says, I have you on milk. Why? Because you're still on the baby things of the scripture. The easy doctrines, the truths of scripture. But he really wanted them to be on meat and understand the deeper features of the doctrines. And it's not talking about all kinds of stuff, but it's a degree of truth. What Paul here is saying that because we are saints, we need to move from simply being saved to understanding and trusting in the God in which we believe. We walk around saying that my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory, but we run around acting like the world. I'm not saying that we should not, especially I'm speaking to men here, be in charge and taking care of our household, making sure that they have the necessities, but I'm talking about going overboard and going into panic and buying things like there's no tomorrow. But if we trust in the living God, we need to be prudent. Follow the laws of the land, but at the same time, trust in the God who says that I am that I am. I am all that you need whenever you need it. And Paul is saying to him, these are babes in Christ who are saints of God, but are demonstrating that they're more subject to the flesh than they are to the Holy Spirit. And that's why they are anxious. If you see saints of God running around trying to do all the things of the world, they are anxious because they don't have the relationship that they need to have with the living God. So now I want to take us to the passage of Scripture in Philippians. We don't need to be anxious as saints of God. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be careful for nothing. I'm talking to the saints of God right now. Talking to the saints. He says, be careful for nothing. And that word careful is transliterated in the King James from the word anxiety. What is this passage of scripture saying to us this morning? I want to move you from milk to meat this morning. This passage of scripture saying, be careful for nothing. No matter what's going on, we should not worry. We should not fret. We should be at ease. We should be like Jesus was in the boat with the disciples when the winds were blowing. We should be at sleep and at rest. We got to watch. We have to know what's going on. We have to be cognizant because faith does not deny the facts, but we need not worry. Because you know what worry says? That's why he says, be careful for nothing. Worry shows that you have indicated that you don't trust God. You have a lack of faith in God, in his wisdom, his sovereignty, and all of his power. When we worry and when we get anxious, saints, we are saying that we don't believe God will take care of our needs. But yet we walk around saying, but my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. Well, if he says that and if you believe that, we ought to act like it. We ought to act like it. Don't worry. Don't fret about anything. He says, but in everything. Oh, I understand this. See, in everything, no matter what the situation is, in everything, give thanks. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Let's break this down here. We're not to be anxious about anything, because if we're anxious, it demonstrates that we don't trust and believe God for his sovereignty, his power. But I want you to understand now that if you read your Bible, you see that he rained down manna in the wilderness. He took 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish and fed thousands. And I want you to reflect now on your own life and see how has God provided for you in the past. When you didn't have what you needed, when you things ran out, but did not God take care of you? So in everything, that means the situation with the coronavirus, in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. What are we supposed to do? If we're sick, if we're stressed, if we lose our job, they send us home, work remotely, in everything, give thanks. Why? Because God will allow things to happen. This did not catch God by surprise. Difficult situations sometimes are designed to help his saints get back to him. That's what I want you to understand. See, if you watch the news, and you see everything that's going on, it'll fill up your mind with other stuff, and it'll cause you to get anxious. But see, this time of separation, this time of being alone should allow us to get closer to God and have a stronger relationship with him. I was watching the news, and the world, the sinners, are getting bored. There's no ESPN. There's no fresh sports news. Even some of the movies that they're having to shut down because they can't produce new episodes. And those who depend on them for their source of strength, their source of joy, their source of entertainment are finding it very difficult during this period of time. And they're showing people, they're just trying to create stuff to put it on television. They have athletes, those who we look at, they're doing stuff in their house, making videos to put it on the TV to try to fill your mind and to fill a void of entertainment. But I'm reminded that you cannot serve God and mammon. You see, sometimes God will remove things so you can draw closer to him. I watch the news, but this time has given me an opportunity to get closer to God and to get into his word and to build a stronger relationship with him. That's what we should use this time for. But the world is searching for all kind of stuff to put on to fill a void. But I'm here to tell you, that's why they're anxious. But the void that they need to have filled cannot be filled with entertainment, but filled with the everlasting God. And that's the word that we have for them, because in everything, in this situation, we must now let the scriptures become relevant and count it all joy. When we fall into these things, count it all joy. Why? Because this opportunity is going to develop our faith. Develop my faith. Develop your faith. A faith that has not been tested cannot be trusted. And when we talk about faith, we're not talking about some supernatural force. We're talking about the belief and trust in the living God. And until you can find out that he is actually Jehovah Jireh, one who will provide your needs, your faith hasn't been trusted. It hasn't been tested. And so in order to test your faith, he has to put you in a place to where you have to solely rely and depend on him. But the saints of God who are not doing that, they're anxious because they don't trust in God. And he says, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Oh, how can I be thankful in the midst of trying times? Well, I can be thankful because he's allowed me here to be here to praise him in the midst of everything. I'm reminded of Job, though he slay me. Oh, I'm going to trust in him. I'm going to trust in him. See, this is the opportunity for the word to become real to you. You're going to find out what you believe because in times of peace. Oh, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Here's what the Lord dropped into my spirit. I'm prior military. And those of us who've been in military know that it's easy to be in the military in peacetime. It's easy to wake up at 4 a.m. and run and do PT and have fun in peacetime. But when the bombs start falling, when it gets rough and you have to get deployed and you have to sleep outside, eat outside, and it rains on top of you, then you know whether or not you are a true soldier. Because some of the people who are not true soldiers is at times like these, they go AWOL. They go missing. They disappear. But my Bible says that we must endure hardness as a good soldier. So this period of time is testing whether or not you can say, for God I live and for God I will die. Be anxious for nothing. We have to have a heart of gratitude no matter what's going on. God, I'm still going to praise you. If I don't have anything, I'm still going to praise you. Why? Because I know that you are able. And sometimes God takes away things from us because we really don't need them anyway. We have so much stuff that we're filling up. It takes up and occupies a space that God could have. So we pray. God knows what we need before we even need it, but we pray and ask him to take care of our needs, and then we give him thanks. Y'all don't understand. I remember David said, it is good that I have been afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. See, right now, we being afflicted, but it's all right, because we're going to learn some statutes now, because we're going to read the word of God. We're going to find out what we believe. We're going to trust in him. We're going to find out that the scripture says he'll never leave us nor forsake us. We'll find that out right now. But what I like about this scripture, when you pray with thanksgiving and supplications and your requests be made known to God, this is why we shouldn't worry. Because now it says, and the peace of God. The peace of God. Oh, my. And see, the world can't have the peace of God because they have not made peace with God. And that's why I say, if you're listening to me now and you are anxious and you don't know what you're going to do, first thing I want you to do is just to call on Jesus and let him become Lord of your life. Because you're anxious because you don't have the Prince of Peace on the inside. But this verse of scripture says, the peace of God, which passes all understanding. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, the best scientists and mathematicians in the world can't figure out this peace. The best researchers in the world can't understand this peace, because this peace is promised to those who believe in God. This peace is given to those who have an unwavering and unshakable faith and believe that God is going to do what's best for his children. This peace that God gives his children will allow you to sleep in the middle of the night when the storm is raging. This peace of God will allow you to have a pure heart and a pure mind. This peace of God gives you an inner sense of calm, will allow you just to walk through the valley of the shadow of death and fear no evil. This is the type of peace that can only be provided by the living God. This is the only peace that can be provided by God Almighty. And saints of God, we shouldn't be anxious. The cure for our anxiousness as saints of God is to get deeper into the Word of God, to get deeper into prayer, to draw closer to God, and to get His peace. Because He is just Jehovah Shalom. He is that peace that'll keep you. He is that peace that you need. This peace is beyond human intellect, beyond human comprehension. And what I like about this peace, it says, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and your mind through Jesus. This peace is going to keep your heart. The word keep is translated guard, to watch over. God's peace will keep the believer from having an anxiety attack. But what you have to do is you just have to trust and believe in Him. Because what's happening now, we're finding out, do we trust in God or do we trust in the politicians? Do we trust in God or do we trust in the government? Our hope should be in the living God, because He controls everything. If my people would pray, if we would just turn, if we would just draw closer to God, it would remove all anxiety. The next passage, the verse, deals with the presence of the peace of God. He says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. And I'm going to stop right there, because this is dealing with anxiety. If you want your anxiety to go as a Christian, you got to think on the things that are true. I told you to watch the news, but don't get oversaturated with the news. Watch what's going on, but don't let the news consume you. Because what happens is we get so much news, so much social media. The world has got everything. They putting out memes about everything. Memes about this, memes about that. Don't become oversaturated with the news. Stay informed, but don't become obsessed. Why? Because the Bible says that the peace of God will keep your heart and mind, and think on those things which are true. Here is the cure for anxiety. What's true? What is true? Over in the book of John, it defines truth. He says, think on the things which are true. What is true? The truth is found in God. The truth is found in Christ. The truth is found in the Holy Spirit. And the truth, John chapter 17, verse 17. It says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. You want to overcome anxiety. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. I'm about finished right now. But in order to overcome anxiety, right now we got to take time and spend time with God. To overcome anxiety, we got to think on the things which are true. We got to put the word of God. The scripture says, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. In times of crisis, in times of distress, we need the truth of God. And the truth can only be found in the Word of God, because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So in times of anxiety, we need the word. Why? Because the word is God. No other thing can help you right now but God, and he is truth. If you're not saved right now, if you don't know the Lord, I'm asking you, I'm begging, I'm pleading you to just fall down on your knees wherever you are right now and ask God to come into your life. Because you're anxious and trying to fill a void that can only be filled by the blood of Jesus, by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And if you do that, then you have obtained salvation. The word of God is truth. And for us who are saints of God and still on milk, during this time of separation, I admonish you right now to get deeper into the word of God, to read a little bit more, to pray a little bit more, to fast a little bit more. Draw closer to God, because it's times like this is where we need God. We need the power of the living God, so we can't be anxious. We're not anxious because we trust in God. We're not anxious because we know God. We know that he's able to deliver. We know that he is able to provide. We've just got to live it. We've got to show it. We've got to let our light shine. We can't be anxious when the world is anxious, because we'll be acting just like the world. But be careful for nothing. Just lift your hands and tell God, thank you. Hallelujah. Don't be anxious, saints. Because the Bible tells me that he knows what you need. He knows how to provide. You see, we can't worry and we can't be anxious, because if we worry, can we change anything? If we worry, can we grow any taller? If we worry, can we put any more hair on our head? I understand that if we worry, we may lose a little bit more. Hallelujah. And I can't afford to worry, because my hairline is already receding. I can't afford to worry. I can't be stressed, because I have come to the point in my life that I understand that my God is able. You see, we have to go over to Matthew chapter 6. I'm getting ready to close, to understand why we don't need to be anxious. We don't need to be anxious because God provides for the birds in the air. Oh, his eye is on the sparrow, and that's why I know he watches over me. We don't need to be worried about what we're going to eat, what we're going to drink, what we're going to wear, the outcome of this situation, because I trust and serve in that God who is the Ancient of Days. He's been there from the beginning until now. He's from everlasting to everlasting. So what am I saying to overcome your anxiousness in this time, in this period? It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything that you need is going to be provided. For the sinner right now, you just need to seek first the Lord thy God, to make him number one in your life. For the saints of God, we need to seek his face more. We need to seek him more diligently. We need to trust. We need to serve. We need to pray. And I guarantee you this. When we trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, everything is going to be all right. I didn't say it was going to be easy, but it's going to be all right. I didn't say it was going to be rosy. I just said it's going to be all right. Sometimes we're going to come out of things with a few scars, a few bumps, and a few bruises. But when I look at my scars and I look at my bruises, I'm reminded that God delivered me out of a situation. Hallelujah. So today, saints of God, don't be anxious for anything. Don't be anxious for anything. Trust in the living God. For the sinners, if you're anxious right now, you need to know the Lord. Where you are right now, I'm just going to ask that you stand to your feet.
For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.